You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM, broadcast from the Carnegie Library Southside Branch. This Public Art Pittsburgh project brought to you by the City of Pittsburgh, produced by the Southside Local Development Company and artist Bob Bingham.
The boroughs of Birmingham, which extended from 10th to 17th Street, and East Birmingham, which proceeded from 17th to 27th Street, were annexed by the City of Pittsburgh in 1872.
No, Southside. It's very interesting. Reminds me a little bit of home. Home is where I'm from, which is Philadelphia. There's a quaint little street called South Street. I don't know. It's a good time, and It's a little, I think the South is a little less diverse than South Street, but hey, every city needs one, and I think that's what the South Side represents, a part of Pittsburgh. It's kind of, brings a bunch of communities, like different people here. I don't know, you can see all kinds of crazy cats walking down the street, see people riding their bikes, and like everybody's riding their bike. People riding their bikes, and then you see, like, you know, late night at, like, you know, the city theater, and I don't know. I kind of like that. It's one of the good things about the South Side. Starbucks is it's definitely the one of the great new additions to the South Side. As far as maybe half of the town is concerned, the other half, on the other hand, hates us. They think we suck. But oddly enough, we do pretty well, which is great. We have a pretty regular clientele. You know, we know who they are, and they're glad that, you know, we came into the town. We have you know, as you stated yesterday, we have efficient service. You know, it's good coffee, tastes good. Prices are a little up. I can go there. I can say that. I'm not always a Starbucks customer, and until I started working here, I probably wouldn't have gone to Starbucks. But nonetheless, I'm there now. a lot of people are pretty anti us because of the corporation label. It's kind of interesting. We get a lot of we had in our women's room people that, like, you know, they're like, F capitalism, and like like it really says like that, like written like on the mirror and like in like red paint and like all over things. But luckily, they are porous surfaces and can be cleaned with our efficient cleaners. So, that's...
Do you think the South... Can you talk about how the South Side might get corporate? How people might think that...
Well, yeah. I can see it's kind of like the small town within the city kind of thing. Trying to keep, I guess, a bunch of the local companies up and running, which is a great idea. I mean, it gives the town just a sense of community and, like, hey, you know, my Uncle Bob owns that store and, like, that kind of thing. And I think that's awesome. But I think sometimes maybe a little bit of a friendly competition isn't bad. And that's kind of what makes the world go round. Corporation exists. It kind of made that little company what they are. Like, without corporation, I'm from recalling, you know, 11th grade history class correctly, without that corporation, you know, I mean, that some of the laws that are intact now wouldn't, you know, I don't know, maybe not, maybe I'm talking. We get some drunk people every once in a while. I mean, at night time, like Friday and Saturday nights, yeah, I mean, that's what the South Side's all about. It's about people coming out and having a good time, and somebody needs to drive home, and they have the mentality, coffee's going to get me sober, let's go to Starbucks. I mean, it's like, earlier today, one of our partners, one of our other employees was saying that, like, Starbucks, they have this whole idea, like, if you blow your nose, some people ask for a Kleenex. They want to say, like, people wake up in the morning, oh, I need my Starbucks. Like, that's the kind of thing that some people have. Like, they have this, like, obsession with Starbucks coffee. Like, Starbucks coffee, oh, I need my Starbucks. And they're the people that come in, you know, three times a day and pay $3.26 for a mocha. Like, that's what they do. They pay for that, and they like it, and they think it tastes good. And, you know, we make our drinks to a certain standard. We have, you know, people know that. The people that come in there ask us. They're like, why do you keep dumping that? Why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep doing that? They're really interested in what we're doing, and they see that. And then they go maybe somewhere else, and they're just kind of like, this isn't exactly what I taste at Starbucks. And with them, they come to Starbucks and they think Starbucks is right, you know, because they're national and they're this and they're that. So people keep coming. I mean, we get a lot of business kid, like business, some local business owners coming in or whatever. And we get a lot of college students. We get a lot of kids from Duquesne studying late at night. You know, it's like we have people who are uncomfortable going to other places because they feel they're being excluded. So while, you know, we might not appeal to everybody because we're corporate, because we're mainstream, we're conform, you know, we attract the conformists or whatever. Like, there are people that don't fit in other places, and when they walk in, people look at them, they're like, what are you doing here? Where are they going to go to get their coffee if they're uncomfortable? You know, the idea behind Starbucks is to create the third place. You know, there's home and there's work and then there's Starbucks. And that's the way it goes, and that's why we're there, and that's what we do. And it's like, I go there, it's like, I go there to study because, one, I think they play great music. I mean, it's, like, they play really good music. They have, it's very different, it's very eclectic. I mean, it has just an, like, the, yeah, I guess maybe the lighting, too. The lighting's kind of nice. You know, you can see what you're doing, I can go there, I can study, and I don't have to leave. It's not like you have to leave, you didn't do this. Also, there's no smoking, and a lot of people have a big problem with that. We get people who don't come into Starbucks because there's no smoking. You can smoke a lot of other places on the South Side. And I guess some people, you know, they don't like the corporation because there's too many rules. They think corporation is bad because, you know. But you know what? There are people that come in late, like hours and hours late. There, if I've worked at, like, small businesses, and it's like, if I was an hour late, oh, my ass would have been fired. Like, you know what I mean? Or I would have been in a lot of trouble. Starbucks? Nah, they don't do that. You get, like, 5 warnings, and then you get written up. And then, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, there are too many, like, legality issues when it comes
Starbucks
to that.
Starbucks tried to make the outside of its place look nice and art deco so it could fit in with something. Do you know anything about that?
Do I know anything about what?
The architecture on the outside?
I don't, actually. I don't know. What I do know about Starbucks, though, is that they try to fit in. They do try to fit in with the surroundings because they don't want to be, like, if you go into any Starbucks, if you look at the outside of the Starbucks, most of them don't look the same. They have that little green sign, like, in the window, but that's about it. Like, the one in Oakland doesn't have this, you know, type of architecture, I guess, on the outside, the design. I mean, there are old churches that have been, you know, turned into Starbucks. Starbucks will take over the property and try to make it, you know, try not to exclude the community from what it's doing, I guess. But, no, I don't know very much about that, like, the outside. I mean, I know that I'm pretty sure it used to be a dress shop, and that's about all I know. I don't know what it looked like before. I wasn't, you know, I didn't even know where the Starbucks was until I started working here. Like, it kind of, I think it blends right in. There are a lot of places down here that blend right in, though.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, I don't think it's as bad as everybody says.